It's Cole and Company, the Cedar Valley's maximum sports talk show.
If you don't love it, leave it.
Afternoons from 5 to 6 on 1650 The Fan.
A little bouncer slowly toward Bryant. He will glove it and throw to Rizzo. It's in time. And the Chicago Cubs win the World Series.
At 102.3 FM.
Cyclones won't foul. Cousins just dribbles out the clock. And Iowa State has knocked off the number one team in the country, Oklahoma.
On the 1650 The Fan app.
Farouk Benesh, a three.
Good! You can't be serious with that shot.
And streaming online at 1650thefan.com.
This is what's great about sports. This is what the greatest thing about sports is. You play to win the game. Hello? You play to win the game.
And now, here's your host.
I know I'm smarter than that son of a bitch.
Colbert.
Good afternoon, everybody. Welcome on in. Tuesday edition of Cole & Company underway. I am your host, Colbert, inside the Shirley Street studio. It is July 25 of 2023. A jam-packed show like usual. Details forthcoming. First things first, however you are tuned in, whether it's on 1650 AM, 102.3 FM, on our mobile app, on your smart speaker, or streaming online at 1650thefan.com. Thank you so much for being here. I appreciate it, my friend. And also, make sure that you're following us on social media. We're on Twitter, or should I say the X, or what the hell does he want it to be called? I did see that Musk, this guy, for as much of a genius as he is, there's obviously nobody's perfect. Let's put it that way. So I saw yesterday, and who the hell knows? It's the internet. It may well not be true, but that the headquarters for Twitter in San Francisco, he had equipment outside to take the Twitter logo or off the building, the sign off the building. But it's San Francisco. There's red tape everywhere, right? And so, like, he didn't have a permit to be doing that work. And then the cops showed up, and I think they put the kibosh on it. So, next thing, you just wake up yesterday, and instead of the little Twitter bird, it's an X. And it's like, okay, it's still Twitter.com. Do we call it X? Do we call it the X? Like on X, like you want us to say that? Oh yeah, on X, on the X. There's like no press release or anything, but I guess I should just probably understand that this is just the work of a genius, you know, and maybe that he wants me. This is what he wants from all of us, is to be having this conversation aloud. So. Nonetheless, we soldier forth. Call it Twitter, call it the X, whatever the hell it is. We are at 1650KCNZ. I'm at Real Colbert. And Facebook, which at last check is still Facebook, you can find us there. Type in 1650 The Fan and hammer that like button. And you'll get more local and statewide sports content into your social media feed. What's not to like? Also, make sure you bookmark the website, not just for the stream, but also all sorts of that local, statewide, and there's national sports content is at that website, 1650thefan.com. There's podcasts, other audio on demand, our broadcast calendar. Make it a regular stop for yourself on the World Wide Web. And save the number in your phone, 319-277-1918, if you want to join in and add any questions or comments to the program. 319-277-1918 or 800-913-9479. You could email the show. Perhaps you'd rather do that than call. By all means, fire away questions or comments. Or maybe there's someone or something you'd like to hear from or about on a future show. I'm open to suggestions. Just know if you email me, might read it on the air. Keep that in mind. Try to keep your profanities to a minimum. Email address Cole, C-O-L-E, at 1650thefan.com. All right, what's coming up today? We'll get to area sports news and scores here in just a few short moments. After we do that, we'll take timeout number one, get you a national sports update, a VSiN action update from Brent Musburger and the guys in Vegas. We've got Cubs baseball tonight on the Fan, and the guys in Vegas will get you set if you want to put a shekel or two on tonight's game and make a wager, as it's the crosstown rivalry, the Cubs going to the South Side to Guaranteed Rate Field to take on the hated White Sox, as a 6:35 pregame show on the Cubs Radio Network with our friend Zach Zabeman awaits, and a 7:10 first pitch tonight. It is the professor, Kyle Hendricks, that's going to get the start. And I would imagine this will be the first game back for the Hall of Famer, now officially official Hall of Famer, Pat Hughes. You can go to our Twitter page or our Facebook page. We shared the video of Pat's speech at the Hall of Fame, and he was as outstanding as you might imagine, and just a really cool thing to see. It'll be great to have him back behind the microphone tonight doing the play-by-play. Cubs baseball, you hear it right here on the Fan. All right, we'll also get you a forecast before we come back from that first time out. My goodness, it is warm out there today. Somebody left the oven on. And we'll come back in the next segment. And we were talking Iowa State football yesterday as fall camps begin next week. Players report next week and practices begin next week. And so David Eichel of HawkeyeInsider.com and the 24/7 Sports Network, our friend of the show, you follow him on Twitter, at David Eicholt. He's going to join us in that next segment. I think David is in Indianapolis right now because Big Ten Media Days begin tomorrow, and there's plenty to talk about. You got a new commissioner, and is it Tony Petitti? I think that's how you say it. So you got a new commissioner. Have you seen what's going on here with Jim Harbaugh? A lot of news out here today breaking on Coach Harbaugh, as he was caught by the NCAA lying while under investigation that he had committed some recruiting violations during a COVID-19 dead period. So texting a recruit outside of an allowable time period, having analysts perform on-field coaching duties during practice, and coaches watching players work out via Zoom. You remember Nebraska got in some trouble for doing some stuff they shouldn't have been doing during COVID-19 dead period. So Coach Harbaugh, in his own way, has his program guilty of that. And when he was investigated, and I don't know, I suppose that you call it testifying about it, he lied to the NCAA. So what he did was, these recruiting violations are a level 2 violation. And then by lying to the investigators, that's a level 1 violation. So all he had to do was just like plead some ignorance, but say, yeah, I think this is something that did take place. If that's what you guys say you found, I suppose it's possible. And he couldn't even do that. Like, this makes me think, for a guy who, man, some of the characteristics that he's displayed from time to time, you just, at the very least, you scratch your head and go, I don't know about this guy. For me, he's falling into the Kelvin Sampson, Rick Pitino type category. You know what I mean? Where it's like, this dude thinks he's above the law. He gives you that older school authoritarian vibe that he's just above everything. And I think by now, anybody who's been listening to this show, for what I've had to say about Urban Meyer and Rick Pitino, among others, I just got no time for these type of dudes. I really don't. I mean, they're analog guys living in a digital world, and that's putting it as politely as I can. And I really don't care to, but I also don't want to, you know, get too bogged down talking about Jim freaking Harbaugh, man. And it seems to me, whether it was San Diego State or the 49ers, that he can wear out his welcome. And he was lucky that they beat Ohio State when they did, because he got that, what was that, like 1 or 2 year extension where he took a pay cut, and now everything's right in the world because they've been able to beat Ohio State. So, I mean, if he hadn't, think about this. You don't even really even have to think about it. If they're still not beating Ohio State, if he was, you know, hadn't already been fired, if they had not been beating Ohio State the last couple seasons. This probably would be the end of Jim Harbaugh at Michigan. But guess what? He's been beating the Buckeyes, so he'll stay around. There is no talk about him losing his job. And there's going to be some sort of negotiated resolution is what they're calling it. A negotiated resolution where he's going to be suspended 4 games this season from these penalties of the recruiting violations and then lying about them. So there you go. There's the latest on poster child of character Jim Harbaugh in the Michigan Wolverines. So, okay. Let's go ahead. I want to try to stay on time here today. We got a couple great guests as I got distracted there talking about David being here in the next segment and then Big Ten Media Days. But we'll talk Hawks. We'll talk Big Ten Media Days, of course, with David. After we're done there, we'll take the timeout near the bottom of the hour, get your Radio Iowa Sports with Todd Kim. Come back on the other side of that break. We'll have another guest today, Kevin Lehman, our friend, ESPN college basketball analyst, the coach. He's going to join us. We'll see what he's been up to this summer. I would imagine a lot of boating, really not working at all, besides on his tan, I would have a feeling. And we're going to put him to work. We're going to talk about, you know, everything that goes into summer workouts, how beneficial can these foreign trips be, and then this continued pretty much crushing impact that name, image, and likeness is having on mid-major basketball programs. I was on the Missouri Valley Conference's annual summer teleconference earlier today, and that was one of the bigger topics, is how do these conferences that are not Power Fives continue to make sure that they can compete at the same level or close enough to it where this, you know, things don't get too out of hand here. And there are some ways that these programs are doing it, you and I included, but we'll see what Coach has to say when he joins us in the third segment of today's show. After we're done there, we'll take the final timeout, get you an NFL Network update. Dan Patrick's Above the Noise commentary, then come back for a final time on a Tuesday and wrap up the show. So that's the plan, boys and girls. Let's go ahead and dive right in here. According to the Cedar Rapids Gazette, Cedar Rapids has submitted a proposal to the Iowa High School Athletic Association to host part of the 2024 state baseball tournament at Veterans Memorial Stadium. For the last 3 years, the state tournament has been held at two different locales, Class 1A and 2A in Carroll, while 3A and 4A at Duane Banks Field in Iowa City. Due to major remodeling following the 2024 college baseball season, Duane Banks Field will be unavailable next year. So the Iowa High School Athletic Association, if it can work things out with the Cedar Rapids Colonels, the assumption is that 1A and 2A games would continue to be played in Carroll, while 3A and 4A would be at the aforementioned Veterans Memorial Stadium. You and I and the Iowa High School Athletic Association have agreed on a 5-year extension to continue the state high school football playoffs at the Unidome. This agreement goes through the 2027 season. Since the Unidome opened in 1976, an average of over 25,000 fans attend games yearly at the Dome for the state semifinal and championship games that take place in November. Last year, the playoffs drew an estimated 54,000 people for the 14 semifinal and 7 championship contests. The Waterloo Bucks rallied late to beat Rochester 4-2 last night in Northwoods League play. Trailing 2-1, the Bucks scored 3 runs in the bottom of the 8th to take the lead. 4 Waterloo pitchers combined to toss a 3-hitter. Waterloo now 14-5 in the second half of the season. Bucks are off today, and they resume tomorrow night at Rochester. The UNI basketball team, men's basketball team, I should point out, is on its way to Brazil. The Panthers will play 4 games during a 10-day trip, 2 of the contests just outside Sao Paulo, 2 games in Rio de Janeiro. Per NCAA rules, D1 teams are allowed to travel abroad every 4 years. The media has released its 2023 Big Ten football preseason poll. Iowa picked to finish 2nd in the Big Ten West. Wisconsin edged out the Hawkeyes by 1 point. Michigan, the reigning conference champion, is favored to win both the Big Ten East and the Big Ten Championship. The Wolverines received 27 votes, while East Division rival Ohio State received 8 votes. Iowa defensive back Cooper DeJean has been selected as the preseason defensive player of the year, while Ohio State wide receiver Marvin Harrison Jr. earned Big Ten preseason offensive player of the year. Former Iowa men's basketball standout and current Sacramento Kings forward Keegan Murray has been named to the 2023 USA men's select team. The select team will train daily with the USA basketball men's national team between August 3rd through the 6th in Las Vegas, ahead of the 2023 FIBA Men's World Cup. Murray was an NBA All-Rookie first-team selection this past season. He averaged 12 points and 4.6 rebounds per game. He set an NBA record with 206 three-pointers. And finally, former Iowa State defensive lineman and current Denver Bronco, Inyi Iwazurike, was suspended indefinitely by the NFL yesterday for violating the league's gambling policy. The NFL says that Iwazurike bet on games during his rookie season in 2022. He was a fourth-round draft pick by Denver in that 2022 NFL draft. He's not eligible to reply for reinstatement until July 24 of 2024 at the earliest. All right, let's take this time out. We'll get you a national sports update, a VSiN action update, and a forecast for the rest of this Tuesday. We'll come back. We'll talk Hawkeye football, Big Ten Media Days. David Eichel, I think he's joining us from Indy, joins us next right here on a Tuesday edition of Cole & Company on The Fan.
Now, your national sports update on The Fan.
Here's Monsi Bolaños.
49ers GM John Lynch says that quarterback Brock Purdy has been cleared without restriction from his elbow injury, but the plan is for him to throw 2 out of every 3 days to start. He also added that they do not expect defensive end Nick Bosa, who is entering the final year of his rookie deal, to be at camp without a new contract. Cowboys and two-time Pro Bowl cornerback Trevon Diggs are finalizing a 5-year, $97 million contract extension. It can be worth up to $104 million with incentives. He is now one of the highest paid cornerbacks in the NFL. The LA Dodgers are acquiring utility man Kike Hernandez from the Boston Red Sox. Hernandez played 6 seasons with the Dodgers prior to signing with the Red Sox in 2021. LeBron James' son and incoming USC freshman Bronny James suffered a cardiac arrest during a workout with the Trojans on Monday and was taken to the hospital. He is in stable condition and no longer in the ICU.
Get maximum sports. Lock your radio to 1650 The Fan.
This month, we're extending a hearty congratulations to our Gold Star teachers, Central Middle School's Kendall Rockford, Irving Elementary's Anne Schreck, Orange Elementary's Roshana Greer, and Hoover Middle School's Joellen Pruis. We're also celebrating our board members for the positive impact they make on our district. Specifically, get this. Board member Lyle Schmidt has served 30 years on our Waterloo Schools board. Thank you, Director Schmidt. Recently, he shared with us that he was the first in his family to be able to go to college. He became an engineer, and it changed the trajectory of his life. And he serves on our board and supports education because, in his words, what we offer today can change the trajectory of many students' lives ahead. We also celebrated the 20th anniversary of the opening of the Dr. Walter Cunningham School for Excellence. At Waterloo Schools, we're so proud of our rich traditions and phenomenal students, staff, board, and volunteers. Thank you to the entire community for supporting our students. Visit us online at waterlooschools.org. With us, the future is now.
We hear it everywhere. It's hard to get a new product in almost every industry. I'm Chris Fink with Tubbs R Us, and I have some great news. We have new QCA spas in a variety of colors and styles in stock right now. At Tubbs R Us, you'll get free delivery, plus the lid, lifter, and chemicals you need to enjoy your spa. Stop in today, and you could be relaxing in your new QCA spa right away. We're Tubbs R Us on the corner of Ainsboro and Falls Avenue in Waterloo.
This is Brent Musburger's VSiN Action Update on 1650 The Fan.
If you speed, there are lots of sounds that you might hear, like the sound of your vehicle crashing, because eventually speeding catches up with you. Paid for by NHTSA.
Cubs over the Cardinals yesterday, 7-2 at Wrigley Field. The Cubs are the slight plus 101 underdog. Today, the Cardinals open up a series at Arizona. Adam Wainwright, the starter for the Cardinals, the starter not yet named for the Diamondbacks. They have dropped 4 straight games. Early line, both teams minus 110. The Cubs and White Sox meet tomorrow on the south side. Michael Kopech for the White Sox, $1.35 home favorite, against Kyle Hendricks of the Cubs, plus 115. 8.5 flat the total. Cubs have won 3 straight, while the White Sox have lost 3 consecutive games. For the latest sports betting news and information, go to VSIN.com. Mike Sennett, 1650, The Fan.
I'm meteorologist Megan Mulford with your weatherology forecast. Chance for scattered thunderstorms tonight, otherwise overcast skies. Lows around 71, winds out of the southeast, 8 to 15 miles an hour. Chance for scattered storms again tomorrow, highs around 93, lots of sunshine. Mainly clear again tomorrow night, 69, mid-90s Thursday and Friday, with a chance for scattered thunderstorms Friday. With your weatherology Cedar Valley forecast, I'm meteorologist Megan Mulford. Right now, it's 92.
Hey, who wants to have some fun?
Cole and Company with Colbert.
I do.
On 1650 The Fan.
Now, are you just saying you want to have fun, or do you really want to have fun?
Welcome back. Tuesday edition of the show rolls on, and next week fall camps begin in earnest across this beautiful country of ours. Division One college football is just around the corner, folks. We were talking a little Iowa State yesterday. We're talking Iowa today as David Eichel, HawkeyeInsider.com, 24/7 Sports Network, kind enough to join us from Indianapolis as Big Ten Media Days set to begin tomorrow. David, thanks so much for being here, man. I'd ask you how you are. We talked about that during the break. You're in peak form as the football season rolls around the corner. And, I mean, congratulations to you, man, because Lord knows we're in for the grind. It's right around the corner.
You know, I think the summer talking points are finally starting to slow down, or at least we'll start getting some new ones here in the next couple of days. So I'm very excited about that. But, yeah, man. You know, I'm in peak form. I was in Nashville for a week, got a day in Iowa City, and I'm in Indianapolis right now. Really excited for tomorrow. Probably more excited for media days than I have been for a long time. And I think Iowa sent three really, really good representatives of the program and three good quotes, which, you know, as a guy who writes stories for a living,
yeah,
I'm very, very grateful for.
Yeah, you got to like that. You know, I don't think Jim Harbaugh might be so excited about Big Ten Media Days. Is it the most Jim Harbaugh thing ever that he gets investigated for level two recruiting violations and then finds a way to make it a level one violation by stonewalling? Well, not even stonewalling, lying about it. That guy, as stubborn as he seems to be, I mean, that's like peak form. Speaking of peak form, that's like peak form stubborn.
Here's the thing with Jim Harbaugh. I think he's going to be incredibly happy because if you look at that schedule, Cole, they don't even need a coaching staff for the first 4 weeks. Jim Harbaugh can, you know, kick his feet up on the couch, pour a nice glass of milk and eat ketchup, you know, eat steak with his ketchup on the side or on top of it as well. I mean, they have four home games. Their toughest game is against Rutgers. I don't have it in front of me, but it's four cupcakes. Blake Corum will get 200 yards in the first half, and he'll sit for the game. J.J. McCarthy will be pulled after three drives.
Yeah.
He'll get the backup some well-deserved reps. I mean, their schedule is a joke, but don't let that deter you from the fact that they will be one of the best teams in the country. But I'm with you. It's a very Jim Harbaugh-like thing. I don't think he's really going to care about talking about tomorrow. You know Jim Harbaugh. He's not one to censor himself or his real opinions, and he's not afraid to kind of go back and forth with people. So if you think he's going to, you know, not try to retaliate against some reporters that try to press him hard on it,
yeah,
he's going to dismiss it like it's no big deal.
Yeah, he only forgets things when he's under investigation. It's funny how that works. But East Carolina, UNLV, Bowling Green, and then Rutgers, like you mentioned, are the first four relative cupcakes there on that Michigan schedule. I like their chances of coming out of that unscathed as well without their head coach. The preseason poll is out. Michigan picked to win the Big Ten East. Iowa picked to finish second behind Wisconsin in the Big Ten West. And I got to say, David, you know, I maintain my position from spring practices where I go, of course, this Iowa team looks a lot better on paper. But wow, okay, for me anyways, wow, pick second in the Big Ten West. Is that more about Iowa or more about the teams behind, what the media says, the teams, quote-unquote, behind Iowa in the West Division?
I mean, let's be real. The Big Ten West is the worst division in college football. I mean, let's call it what it is. Northwestern will be lucky to win more than one game this year. I don't think they're going to win any Big Ten game.
Yeah.
Illinois, I think, has a very nice team. but I'm curious if they can keep up the momentum that they generated last year, right? I think Brett Bielema is a good coach. I think their secondary is going to be good. I picked them to finish third on my 24/7 sports.
Okay.
Big Ten predictions. I had Wisconsin second. Wisconsin, here's the thing. It's very similar to Scott Frost, except Luke Fickell actually accomplished something at a really, really good program instead of this imaginary national championship. Luke Fickell's trying to bring the air raid offense to a Big Ten West. And as bad as the Big Ten West is, the Big Ten West has a lot of really good secondaries. And I'm curious, especially for a first-year head coach, no matter how accomplished he is, will that translate over to Big Ten football? I don't know. And then you look at Iowa, 16 returning starters. The secondary should be good. Brian Ferentz, obviously the jokes write themselves, but Iowa did attack the transfer portal. On paper, they're probably a top 60 offense. I picked Iowa to win the Big Ten West. I think they should be expected to win the Big Ten West. I think it's a failure of a season if they do not. Wisconsin, again, I'm curious, despite the weapons they have, I think Tanner Mordecai was a really, really good pickup in the portal, good transfer quarterback. I just don't know if I'm ready to buy stock into that, because can they keep the offensive and defensive lines to the standard that we've seen Wisconsin over the past 20 years, or is that going to fall off as they transition into the new system? I think that's something people are also overlooking.
Just to follow up here on the Wisconsin thoughts, David, I had the legend himself, Phil Steele of College Football Preview Magazine, on the show last week, and I asked Phil, I said, okay, you've given me your four teams you pick to make the college football playoff, but give me the sleeper team, like, not like, you know, way off the grid, but like, who would be your next team that you think could quote unquote surprise a bit, get into the playoff, like a TCU from a season ago? And Phil Steele said Wisconsin, and one of the biggest reasons he said that was, one, he likes their schedule, and two, in talking to Luke Fickell, because Phil said he talked to like 113 of the Division I coaches before.
Crazy.
I know, right? That guy's a monster. But he said that when talking to Luke Fickell, he's like, you know, everybody's worried about how your air raid offense is going to work. He goes, well, we're still going to run the ball. And it seems to me that maybe, at first anyways, that perhaps it's not going to be full send Fickell offense, that maybe he'll work around the personnel that he has at this time. Who's to say, you know, how... like the fruit that might bear. It sounds great in saying it, but I mean, just interested to hear your comments and hearing what Phil Steele had to say about the Badgers on this program last week.
Yeah, and you know, here's the thing too, like, by me picking Iowa and me having questions about Wisconsin, that does not dismiss Wisconsin whatsoever. If they win the West, I won't be surprised. I won't be surprised, but still a failure to me given what Iowa has. Wisconsin's schedule is not good. Iowa's schedule is worse. Iowa has the longest tenured head coach in college football. The Big Ten West has four first-year head coaches and new programs.
Yeah.
I think that's something that's going to play a factor as well.
Yeah.
And if Luke Fickell does that, that's smart, because you have Braylon Allen, who is one of the best running backs in the entire country. But again, on top of this is where I would raise an eyebrow in thinking about that. Is Luke Fickell going to detract so much from his traditional offense that he's coaching an offense he's never coached before?
Right.
Or is he making slight adjustments?
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's going to be a very, very interesting talking point, something I'm going to look toward, at least through the first few weeks and when they first actually get tested on their schedule. But again, on paper, I think Wisconsin's really, really good. I'm just curious how their offensive and defensive lines are going to hold up. They have the talent, but running new systems, it can always be an interesting change. And again, obviously, Iowa has their own question marks as well. They have the talent on paper to at least be competent on offense. But, you know, they saw Brian Ferentz as a play caller.
How about Big Ten conference storyline at Media Days? Because, obviously, the Jim Harbaugh stuff, you know, Luke Fickell at Wisconsin, like we've talked, those are big stories. Those will get a lot of play at Media Days in Indy. But is it just getting to know new commissioner Tony Petitti? Is it, you know, the rumored expansion that could include Oregon and Washington? What do you anticipate being the big storylines when I would imagine the commissioner is going to be behind the mic at some point?
Yeah, I think the expansion, especially the Oregon and Washington, is going to take precedent, because when you look at the SEC, I mean, when they pushed it, you know, the SEC commissioner Greg Sankey on that, he really wasn't too worried about expanding more past Oklahoma and Texas, which is interesting. But I'd also argue this. what are they going to do about Northwestern? Because Northwestern today announced that they're not bringing their student athletes. And I agree with the decision.
Yeah.
Now, they may have contributed to the culture of it, but they are not the ones who should be behind the microphones because they were not the ones enabling
right.
that sort of culture. The allegations, by the way, I need allegations
sure,
of hazing,
yeah.
but it's going deeper than the football team at this point. They're sending David Braun, the interim head coach. They need to send the president. They need to send the athletic director. I think they need a full send of the personnel. And I'm curious how many questions are going to be sort of, you know, leveled or at least asked to the new Big Ten commissioner about what he's looking to do with Northwestern at this point. So that will get a lot of play. I think the expansion will play a lot as well. But those are probably just the biggest pressing storylines from the new commissioner perspective. And I'm also interested. We thought Kevin Warren was going to be around for a while when he's making all those decisions. Is this going to be the next long-time Big Ten commissioner, or are we going to sit here in 2 years wondering who the next one's yeah. going to be?
Just a little bit of time left here with David Eicholt, HawkeyeInsider.com, 24/7 Sports, on a Tuesday edition of Colin Company. Give him a follow at David Eicholt. Okay, when it comes to the Iowa Hawkeyes, is there a you suppose the gambling investigation will be the hottest topic among, you know, your peers outside of the regular, you know, the Iowa media that you're used to,
sure.
how they go about, you know, which questions at what time. It kind of like resets the calculus a little bit when you get into these environments and there's people from all over the conference that are there to ask questions.
Yeah, you know, I think that's obviously going to play a big part. But, Cole, I'd also argue this. Since the gambling investigation continues to just go on and on and on, I've been hearing for 5 weeks they're about done with it.
Yeah.
The fact that this is still going on, I know for a fact, I've talked to sources, the coaching staff is very frustrated that this is not concluded. And that's from the Iowa and Iowa State side of things.
Yep.
I mean, they don't know what to expect at this point. It's a complete cluster, and that's exactly what the NCAA is known for, and they're not predictable, so I don't even want to say what could potentially happen even with the new rules that have been instigated surrounding gambling. The other hot topic is, obviously, we've pressed Kirk about Brian Ferentz from a local level. The Ohio State people have as well. But the national columnists who normally don't get to attend these sort of things, they have not been able to press Kirk about why they retained Brian. Because if you look at every single statistical category, it was one of the worst offenses in 30 years of Big Ten football, or maybe, you know, the conference as a whole. So just because Brian Ferentz has a new amended contract, just because he's answered questions from us, I expect the national media to press Kirk a little bit about that.
It'll be interesting to see what he has to say when he's asked by, you know, the guys that he's not comfortable with in a room. Not that Kirk can't navigate it, but, hey, I'm like we talked last time, Brian back in the booth, does that fix it? Maybe it does. Worth a shot.
You know, at this point, throw it all against the wall and see what sticks. Because, again, the talent's on paper, man. I will always argue Brian Ferentz knows how to develop. He knows football, but his play calling leaves a lot to be desired. The tools are in the kitchen. He's got to make heat with it.
Yeah, no doubt about it. David, great stuff. Thanks for joining us. Really appreciate it. We'll be following along with your coverage of Big Ten Media Days in Indianapolis at HawkeyeInsider.com.
All right, buddy. I appreciate you. Take care.
Likewise. Take care. David Eicholt. Kind enough to join us on a Tuesday edition of Colin Company. Yeah, that maybe it won't be interesting. I mean, Kirk Ferentz being Kirk Ferentz has the tact to say a lot of words that don't necessarily mean a whole hell of a lot of anything. So that's very likely to be the case, but it will be, I think worth checking out, you know. There are going to be places they're going to get clicks, I think rightfully so, on national media, you know, media outside. And this isn't an indictment of the Iowa, you know, the Iowa media that covers football. But there is a little something, too, you know, getting outside of a room where you got the guys, your guys and gals, I should say, that you're used to taking and answering questions from. So we'll see. I'll tune in. Probably not live because I'll be working, but I'll check that stuff out. And I think a lot of you will too. So let's take this time out. Radio Iowa Sports with Todd Kim coming up during the break. We'll come back on the other side and we'll go from the gridiron to, we're going to talk basketball. That's what we're going to do. Coach Kevin Lehman, our friend, ESPN College basketball analyst, joins us next on this Tuesday edition of Colin Company right here on The Fan.
This Radio Iowa Sports Report is brought to you by Your Life Iowa. Free support 24/7 at yourlifeiowa.org.
Good afternoon. I'm Todd Kim. Drake center Darnell Brody will return next season. The former Seton Hall transferred averaged better than 9 points and 7 rebounds for a Bulldog team that won the Missouri Valley Conference tournament title. Coach Darren DeVries says Brody's waiver was approved by the NCAA.
He's got one more year left here, so I'm excited about having him back, obviously. So he's looked really good here this summer. He stayed in shape, I guess would be the right word. He looks great.
The Iowa football team has been picked to finish second in the West Division in the Big Ten preseason poll. Big Ten Media Days begin tomorrow in Indianapolis. And the Iowa High School Athletic Association and you and I have struck an agreement to keep the state football championship games in the Dome through 2027. This is Radio Iowa.
Naloxone can help you save someone's life. If you know someone that takes pain medication, or they have prescription narcotics and there are young children in the home, or they use drugs that include opioids, an overdose could happen. Naloxone could save their life. Naloxone is a nasal spray, and it is easy to use. You can get Naloxone for free from many local pharmacies. So ask your pharmacist about getting Naloxone, and be prepared to save a life. A message from Iowa HHS.
So what if you drink?
Right?
So what if you pass out?
Yeah, big deal.
What if you miss school because you are hungover?
That has only happened a couple of times.
What if your GPA plummets?
I didn't think about that.
So what if you lose your parents' trust?
Well, I don't want that to happen.
So what if you ruin your future when you drink?
So what was I thinking?
Underage drinking comes at a cost. Learn more at yourlifeiowa.org. A message from Iowa HHS.
Tommy's Express Car Wash in Waterloo offers you a car washing experience like no other. Download the Tommy Club app today, sign up as a member, and get the first 30 days free. You'll enjoy quick, affordable, and endless washes at any Tommy's location, plus skip the line. Free mat washes and vacuums. Tommy's Express Car Wash, fast, friendly, and convenient. Find Tommy's online, on Facebook, or in person on University Avenue in Waterloo. Tommy's Express Car Wash, it's your time to shine.
Save big money with 11% off everything right now at Menards.
Hey,
make sure your business never misses a call with a VTech cordless telephone. It features
right,
two handsets
seconds.
With caller ID, a digital answering system, and more of the professional features you need for your business. Pick one up for $39.95 after 11% rebate at Menards. Good through July 30th. Savings are mail-in rebate. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
Save big money at Menards.
MVP's bonus days are back at Lowe's. Find special savings on top brands like DeWalt. Right now, save $60 when you buy a DeWalt impact driver or drill for just $99 each. Plus, MVP's Pro Rewards members will earn 3 times the bonus points when shopping the Pro Zone. Shop in-store and online today. Lowe's knows savings. Lowe's knows pros. DeWalt offer valid 7/17 through 8/2. Bonus points calculated before taxes and fees after applicable discounts, if any. Valid through 7/28. Subject to change.
Get in zone, AutoZone.
Welcome to AutoZone. Thinking about gas mileage? If your check engine light is on, it may be affecting your MPGs, but the free AutoZone Fix Finder service can help. With the most complete free warning light report backed by technician-verified fixes, you'll know what's affecting your gas mileage and more, and you don't have to drive too far to find the fix. The free AutoZone Fix Finder service is available at all 6,200 stores.
Get in zone, AutoZone.
See details at AutoZone.com.
Hi, this is Dan Patrick, and you're listening to Cole & Company with Cole Bear weekday afternoons from 5 till 6 right here on 1650 The Fan.
Welcome back. Tuesday edition of the show continues. And yeah, we've been talking a lot of football. Fall camps beginning next week, but summer workouts going on for teams across the country. Iowa, Iowa State, you and I, of course, among those. And earlier today, speaking of basketball, I was on the Missouri Valley Conference's annual summer teleconference with all of its head coaches. And so I was like, let's get the coach, ESPN college basketball analyst Kevin Lehman, on the phone. He's probably somewhere on a boat. Only work he's been doing is working on his tan. So let's put him to work. for once this summer. Coach, how you doing?
I'm doing well, man. And don't get on that boat trip, because you know I was yesterday in Omaha speaking at the Coaches vs. Cancer golf outing with Greg McDermott, Fred Hoiberg, and my former assistant, Chris Crutchfield, who's now the head coach at Nebraska Omaha. So I've been working, dude.
Oh, so you spent one day off the boat, one Monday.
Well, I was in the Ozarks Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, to be honest with you.
Sounds like a great time, man. Hey, we got to do what we got to do, and we got the time. But like I mentioned, on that Missouri Valley Conference summer call this morning, and I just want to dive right into this. A big topic is, okay, name, image, and likeness been around for a couple years now, and there is this now pretty much, you know, it's damn near written in stone environment out there where the big boys come in and they're going to have their pick of the litter a lot of times on plucking talent off these mid-major programs, you know, the 12 of which that exist in the Missouri Valley Conference among them. And the big takeaway that I had, Coach, was that they're just living with it. Like, they're living through it. Like, there's not this fire and brimstone from the mid-major coaches that, man, this has to change. We got to get the guardrails on. Guardrails is such a popular word. But they're just enduring it. I mean, what do you think about that?
Well, you know, I just got to listen to that on my drive back. And, of course, you were very active in your questions of these coaches. I thought Coach Jacobson really hit on the head that, you know, name, image, and likeness was introduced to reward your current players, but it's turned into a recruiting inducement and a pay-for-play type of inducement. Now, I just turned on my computer before you're going on air, and I see that Tommy Tuberville and Senator Manchin,
They've
just proposed some legislation to put some guardrails. I think it's more like this, Coles. What we haven't heard about is a lot of these players that were promised money didn't get it. And we have a lot of so-called pseudo agents that aren't registered through anything, and they're taking 20, 30, 40% from these 18-year-olds that are not aware of how this system works. So it looks like the Congress is going to get involved in legislating what's going to happen here with name, image, likeness going forward. The transfer portal is going to be the transfer portal, although they are going to reduce the window, which I think is huge, really good. Because these poor coaches, there is no break in your action right now.
And I asked Steve Prohm a question about this, former Iowa State coach now at Murray State, and he's like, well, you know, the tampering, it was going on long before NIL. Now there's just, like, more money into it. And I would imagine, Coach Lehman, you can speak to this, a former college coach, about tampering going on. But I would also think that in this new environment, it's had to have emboldened a lot of coaches and programs that maybe otherwise were not doing it, or they're doing it at a much higher, more frequent level.
Well, Cole, it's now legal. Before, it was under the table. You know, we used to call it the bag man who had the bag full of unmarked bills. And it wasn't happening at the mid-major level when I was recruiting at Northern Iowa, but you knew stories of it. And I learned early with Eldon Miller, one of my first summers out recruiting, and there's a number of players from a certain high school in Chicago area, and Eldon said, we're not recruiting those players. You had to pay that coach to get a phone number, to get an ACT score, to get a transcript, to get a GPA. So it was known among some, and when you saw those players from that school, and that school had really a lot of talent, and you knew when they showed up certain universities, those are the ones that were cheating. It was very obvious because it took money to get just a phone number of a young man's home. But now it's a whole different environment out there that they're dealing with name, image, likeness. And I think it's starting to see it going both ways, old Cole, because we're seeing some guys transfer down from the Power Six leagues into mid-majors. So the flow is going back both ways. I think once we get through this extra COVID year, we've got two left.
Yeah.
It will slow down. The portal will slow down somewhat, not entirely, but it's going to slow it down a little bit because we've got those guys getting that fifth and sometimes sixth year.
I think it's good that you point out how it is working both ways. Who's to say just how balanced or imbalanced it is, but it is somewhat at some level a two-way street, and hopefully that, you know, that water, if you will, can kind of find its level, and then in the meantime, right, maybe it can get cleaned up a little bit. To shift gears and talk more about, you know, the actual basketball part of things. Summer workouts going on right now, and, you know, there's more access to players now throughout the summer than when you were coaching. So it just seems like that, you know, now is such a key time for these teams because they can really get a lot more specific in terms of their preparation right before the season begins. Like, what do you think anymore between what you were doing when you were coaching and what you know now talking to all these coaches on your summer tours is really the more distinct differences with these summer workouts in this era in 2023?
Well, Cole, great players want to work out, and they're going to work out. So in the past, they were doing it on their own. Now they have the guidance with a coach, assistant coach. They've got their training staff, their strength staff there. They were doing it in the past just unguided. And I tell you what changed it, Cole. If you go back, I don't know what year it was, when the USA struggled in international basketball, you know, the Dirk Nowitzkis were coming out like, whoa, look at these dudes are so skilled. That's what opened up summer with when you could have contact with your coaches, because the rest of the world was surpassing USA in skill level. And that was a big concern. And therefore, we opened up the summer and let the coaches have more access to their players. You know, it destroyed the primetime league. And, you know,
yeah,
I have to put a shout out for Randy Larson. I went to his funeral yesterday morning. You know, 32 years primetime league. What a great ambassador he was. But that type of league ended because the coaches had so much contact with their players in the summer. Said, we don't need this type of competition. We're getting our own. And if you go back even before that, Cole, 30 years ago, the primetime league had NBA players in it. Matt Bullard was playing it. B.J. Armstrong was playing it.
Yeah.
Roy Marble, because they didn't have their agent. They didn't have their nutritionist. They didn't have their workout guy. They came home and worked out on their own college campuses. That environment has also changed.
ESPN college basketball analyst Kevin Lehman, our guest right now on a Tuesday edition of Cole & Company. Follow Coach on Twitter, at K Lehman Sports. Coach, have you seen this? They changed the logo on Twitter, and it's X now. So I keep saying Twitter, and I don't know if I'm saying the right thing, but saying the X, I don't think anybody knows what the hell that is. Did you even see that?
No, I have not seen that. there's so much flying on that Twitter stuff. I've kind of tried to stay off it until I get into the season into the preseason.
It doesn't load very well out on the boat, does it?
Dude, okay, I got home. I'm going to go work on rental properties tonight, and then I'm going to try to do one. I'm going to do a half a day of RagBri tomorrow.
Oh, wow. Look at
come
you.
Come back and do a little more rental work, and then I'm going to ride my Bix on Saturday, and my goal in the Bix is to beat my pre-cancer time, which wasn't real good, 14-minute mile, so I'm trying to get under
an
hour and 55, partner, so busy week.
Good luck to you.
KL Enterprises.
good luck to you, man. hey, the UNI Panthers, they're off to Brazil. I would imagine they'll be touching down, if they haven't already, here pretty soon. And they get four games against unfamiliar opponents. They get 10 extra practices. It's pretty obvious from a basketball perspective how valuable that could be. You've been on foreign trips before. I mean, you hear coaches talk about it, and as cliche as it may sound, it does seem like that these are the type of trips that can really coalesce a team and really bring in some important intangibles.
Cole, life-changing. For me, it was life-changing. I'm a kid off the farm. You know, like I've got seven brothers. we didn't venture too far. Vets Auditorium playing the state tournament. the Unidome wasn't built yet, so in the state playoffs. But my first plane ride as a player, Australia. Longest flight in the world, 17 wow. hours I'm in the air. We played 20 games in 28 days, and I'm like,
holy cow.
This is a whole new world just opened up to me. And probably most players like you, Cole, they slept through their world history course in high school. Now they're going to go see some places that they should have been listening about, and it's going to be like, whoa. It's going to be a life-changing experience in that retrospect. And also, here's what happens to you, Cole. When you go to a country where they don't speak your language, you talk about players bonding together because you're like, dude, what did that cat just say? I'm trying to get a Big Mac. How do I get it done? Those things really pull your team together. And here's I remember this when we took our trips at Northern Iowa. Toward the end, our players would say, I can't wait to get home. I'm going to go to get a big gulp full of ice. Because in Europe, they give you one cube.
Yeah, I've heard this.
They give you one cube. Yeah, and they went, I'm going to get that big thing of ice and Coke, and I'm getting a pizza with everything on it. Because you learn in those cultures, you don't eat like you do here in the US of A, and you don't get more than one cube of ice.
Oh, Coach, great stuff. Great to catch up. And we'll be talking more and more as, obviously, fall sports season is going to be beginning soon. And basketball is always just right on its heels. So good to talk with you.
Yeah, and think about this one. One of six programs in the nation did not lose a player in the transfer portal.
Yeah.
The University of Northern Iowa. They are going to be one of the favorites.
They're the exception right now.
Yes, no question.
Take care, Coach.
All right, buddy. Have a good one.
All right, let's take this final time out. We'll come back, wrap up the show right after this.
I'm Taylor Bisciotti with NFL Network Now on the Westwood One Radio Network. NFL Network insider Tom Pelissero reports that Josh Jacobs was seen boarding a plane out of Las Vegas Monday morning and will not report to training camp. The Raiders running back has told people close to him that he doesn't plan to return to the team anytime soon. The Raiders have signed cornerback Marcus Peters. NFL Network insider Ian Rappaport reports it's a one-year deal. Tom Pelissero also reports new Lions defensive back C.J. Gardner-Johnson was carted off the field at practice after suffering a non-contact knee injury. More news, Tom also reporting Bills running back Nyheim Hines will miss the entire 2023 season after injuring his knee in a jet ski accident. And Ian and Tom report a couple of rookie quarterbacks agreeing to terms on their deals, both the Texans and C.J. Stroud, as well as the Colts and Anthony Richardson. This has been NFL Network Now on the Westwood One Radio Network.
Senator Tim Scott is a Christian conservative who believes that life is a gift from God. Scott has a 100% pro-life voting record, and he fought to put three new conservative justices on the Supreme Court, sending Roe v. Wade to the ash heap of history. As president, Tim Scott will protect our most fundamental right, the right to life itself. Here's Tim Scott.
As president, I will sign the most pro-life legislation that reaches my desk. Our immediate priority should be passing a national 15-week limit on abortion while we support Republican-led states that do even more to protect life. The Biden liberals support abortion up until the moment of birth. I'm running for president to stop their radical agenda and create a culture of life in America. I'm Tim Scott, candidate for president, and I approve this message because I will always fight for our pro-life values.
Paid for by Tim Scott for America.
I'm Dan Patrick, and this is Above the Noise. The new era of golf is all about distance. The new Power Surge even has the PGA discussing the extension of tee boxes and creating a less flight-friendly ball. The advantages of hitting the ball further are obvious. The further you hit it off the tee, the less club you have in to attack the green. But if we've learned anything from last week's Open Championship, it's that the old saying, drive for show, putt for dough. It's still relevant. Well, Brian Harman's a perfect example of that. Ranks 146. Second in driving distance this year, but the American displayed some excellent touch around the greens on his way to securing the clear jug. Harman had just 106 putts throughout the week, the lowest total of any Open champion over the last two decades. The long ball is here to stay, but maybe this can serve as a friendly reminder. Hitting at 350 yards is certainly a spectacle, but when it comes to golf, precision is still the king. I'm Dan Patrick, and this is Above the Noise. I just learned Discover credit cards do something pretty awesome. At the end of your first year, they automatically double all the cash back you've earned. That's right. Everything you've earned, doubled. All the cash back from eating at your favorite restaurant, doubled. All the cash back from that trip where you sort of learned to snowboard, that's also doubled. And the best part? You don't have to do anything ridiculous to get it. No, Discover does it automatically. Seriously, though, see the terms and check it out for yourself. Discover.com/match.
Worn out tires are a danger to you, your passengers, and other drivers. TireRack.com reminds you to inspect your tires regularly. Grab a quarter, stick it in the tread, and if you can see the top of Washington's head, it's time to replace. Go to my page, TireRack.com/Dan. Use the Tire Decision Guide to find the right tires for how and what and where you drive. Choose from the full lineup of Bridgestone tires and tread confidently. TireRack.com. TireRack.com is the way tire buying should be.
Now, back to more Cole and Company on the Cedar Valley Sports Leader 1650, The Fan.
Yeah, welcome back for a final time on this Tuesday. Thanks so much for being here. Got to thank David Eichold of HawkeyeInsider.com and the coach, Kevin Lehman, ESPN College Basketball Analyst, for both joining today's show. Cubs baseball coming up in a little over a half hour's time. The crosstown rivalry, the Cubs on the south side to take on the rival White Sox. 6:35 pregame, 7:10 first pitch. The Professor Kyle Hendricks on the bump for the Cubs. And they need to keep winning games before this trade deadline to stay in the hunt. Mark Simpson will take care of you on Maximum Mornings, 6 to 8 tomorrow. I will be back tomorrow at 5. Have a great night, everybody.
You've been listening to Cole and Company, the Cedar Valley's maximum sports talk show. Heard afternoons from 5 to 6 on 1650 The Fan and the all-new 102 at 102.3 FM.